Now, a three-man crew has docked at the International Space Station on today after a flight honouring the 60th anniversary of Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin becoming the first person in space. Reminders of his achievement were everywhere at the Russia-operated Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, at Roscosmos, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, cosmonauts, Oleg Novzhitsky and Peter Dubrov and NASA astronaut Mark Van de Hy prepared for their half-year mission aboard the orbital lab. Let's hear a bit of its takeoff.
At maximum thrust.
And liftoff. Soyuz MS-18 on its way to the International Space Station.
10 seconds, the booster parameters are nominal. Everything is good on board.
Hearing nominal performance, the first stage delivering 930,000 pounds of thrust from those four first stage boosters and the single core engine.
Let's speak now to Dr. Niamh Shaw, scientist, engineer and space communicator. Niamh Shaw, good afternoon. They don't do countdowns anymore, do they not?
Well, they do when you're there, which we probably just didn't hear it on the live thing, but they do it there. Yeah, it's so exciting.
Tell us all about this. It's a commemorative flight, essentially, isn't it?
It is. It's today, actually, 60 years ago, was when Yuri Gagarin was selected. So for people who don't know, Yuri Gagarin was the very first person to launch into space. And it happened on the 12th of April, 1961. We're coming up to the 60th anniversary on Monday. Baikonur Cosmodrome is like a very historic place. It's where the first woman also launched, and it's also where the first satellite was launched. And, you know, we have been relying on Baikonur Cosmodrome to launch our astronauts to the International Space Station since 2011, when the space shuttle was retired. So, you know, it's kind of been forgotten a little bit with all these exciting launches from the United States, but we have been consistently sending people up there that way on the Soyuz spacecraft, which is this, you know, it hasn't really changed its design in many, many years, but it's reliable and it's solid. And we saw three people go up, and every time, you know, it's a celebration. Every time we have to remember that it's incredibly dangerous every time we launch somebody to space. So it should always be celebrated. And when you're on site, I got to go to Baikonur for the launch of one of our European astronauts, Alexander Gerst. And nobody says a thing until you get confirmation that the 8 minutes have elapsed since launch. You don't celebrate it. You just sit in the, you're in the desert and you're just waiting for that moment where you hear, blah, 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 you know, from the Russians, and they say it's fine, it's happened. And then, but what's really incredible about some of the launches is the way they're timed, and this is where engineers and scientists, I'm just amazed, you know, about how specific and how you know, the beauty of mathematics, right? So they launch at a precise time. So it's like 8:42 in our time, and you're going like, why is it 8:42? Well, the reason it's 8:42 is that overhead the space station is orbiting, and they line it up purposely for the minimum amount of time for the Soyuz to make its way to the space station. So this time they left at 8:42, and just before 12 o'clock they were knocking on the door off the space station. It's unbelievable.
It's hard to imagine how scary and how nervous it must have been for all of those involved, particularly for Yuri Gagarin himself, 60 years ago becoming the first man in space.
It's, you know, we kind of take it for granted. So if we remember that time, right, so this is all new. The American Space Agency, NASA, has been set up for a few years. There's a race going on between Russia and America at this time. So America had the Gemini program, which was, you know, the Mercury 7. And they were pretty much ready to launch Alan Shepard up into space. And then they got word that they had been pipped to the post by Yuri Gagarin. And Russia had an advantage because there was one man involved, a very smart man called Korolev, and he and Gagarin were great friends. And actually today, 60 years ago, was the day that Yuri got the nod that he was going to be the one that was selected to launch. So he goes on, he headed up into the rocket. You know, if you look at the footage, they have this hug, and I always think about that hug because I'm kind of going like, there was a strong chance that he could die, because nobody knew what was going to happen when you launch somebody into space. Nobody knew if you could breathe up there, and so they wanted to simplify it as much as possible. Okay. So he then jumped out of the spacecraft 7 kilometers above and parachuted down. and managed to survive that. So we've come a long way, but every time we propel somebody into space, it's always dangerous, and we have to appreciate the great minds that make it happen.
Dr. Niamh Shaw, thank you very much for speaking to us again. Let's go back.